Blog Talk Radio.
We're done.
I'm praying for you tonight and the whole family. This is Bishop Turner. I'm praying for your breakthrough and those that's going through some things tonight. Praying for your breakthrough. Every letter, every telephone call is a special love. Last night we talked about creation. We talked about what life originated from. And life originated from Africa. But I want to take this time out for the Parker family. And I want to take this out for the Parker family, for those that lost loved ones. I'm talking about Melvin Parker, Melvin Jr., Melvin Sr., and Emma Parker, who my first cousin who lost her life. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I want to tell you, the Parker family, all is well. There's so much going on, but we got to stay under prayer and the power of God for God to care to the next level. Psalms 137, and I want you to read also Psalms 6. And as we get ready to go to the next level, I just feel that God got a blessing with your name on it. We're praying for the tornadoes, the floods that's going on. People lost their homes. It seems like that God trying to get our attention, and we must stay focused to God. Open up the door. I'm praying for you, you, and even you today to let you know that God is a healer in spite of all the things that are going on. Some of you didn't call me to tell me what's going on. I want to thank you every letter, every telephone. Thank you, Sister Russell. Thank you, Brother Jahi. Thank you for every letter, every telephone call. Thank you, Brother Joe, all is well. Lisa, all is well. I want you to get ready for some things to open up for you tonight as we get ready to go into the trillion flow. We get ready to talk about things, a breakthrough. There's so much going on in the land, but God is in control. And I just feel tonight we should talk about creation, that God open up the door. I don't care what you say. All the power and the Holy Ghost come from God. And Africa was where life was founded. Any life that might go to Africa, go to China, go anywhere, it came from Africa. First life from Africa. So I want to tell you tonight that going through something, God is able to open up a door for you, and God is able to deliver you to the next level. I want some of you to read Psalm 119, east, west, north, and south. And I want you to stay in prayer with me as I pray with you. As every door closed with lightning and thundering today, I talked to several people. I had to get off the phone because it was thundering and lightning. My grandmother told me when it's thundering and lightning, get somewhere and sit down and get quiet. I'm praying for the healing. Glory, hallelujah, for the healing. I'm praying for you that seems like you don't know which way to go and you're saying everything is up. But God turned things upside down all the way around. You get ready for God to bless you. You get ready for God to open a door for you. Because God can do anything with fail. There are no failure in God. Psalms 91, and I also want you to read Psalms 27. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is people that searching and people are looking for a way out, and some of them can't find a way out. So they're looking for a way out. So we find that God will give him a way out. And God will find a way. And I'm praying for you tonight, whatever you're going through, that God will open up a door for you. And God, Psalms Psalm 11 and Psalm 59. God's going to crystallize things, and God's going to do it for you. As we get ready to go through what we're going through, it's only a test. We're going through something, and God is bringing us to the level where whatever we're going through, we'll be able to master it. I'm going to pray for some of you that call and ask me to pray by the what's going on, God has been able. Father God, we come at this hour. God, we ask you for a healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. God, we ask you to touch every boy, every man, every woman, those that lost loved ones in accidents and floods, those that can't find their loved ones, can't find their mama and sister. But God, we ask you, Father God, look on the Parker family right now as they're going through their grief. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And God, we're looking to you for strength. We're looking to you for power. We're looking to you to carry us to the next level. Somebody tonight is trying to open up a door. You can't do it by yourself. Exodus 14:14. I want to thank Mary Hawking. God bless you. Pearl Jackson, God bless you. Pearl William, God bless you. Every letter, every telephone call is a expression of love from God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son tonight, that whoso believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to get ready tonight to lift the name of the Almighty God up, body, mind, soul, and spirit. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow or the next day or not. So we need to embrace God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. We need to send out love all over the land. We need to send joy out all over the land. We should know that we are the peacemakers of God. We never, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that we him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want you to get ready for God to do something special for you and get ready for God to open that door for you. Because God will open that door for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. As we get ready to go to the next level, it seems like that you feel like you can't make it. But I want to tell you, God is in control. And God will open up that door for you if you just let God in. I've been going through some things, but I know God is able. And no, I want to say God has not turned his back away from me and you. God has brought us to this level that we're going to be all right. And I want you to know that tonight, that God is able to lift you up and God is able to break down the stronghold of those evil forces. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. And I want you to know without a shadow of doubt, God is able to lift you up, body, mind, soul, and spirit. One lady said she was in the midst of a tornado. Life is a tornado itself. And I want to tell you, east, west, north, and south, God got you. If you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will lift you up to the next level. And I want to tell you tonight, all is well. You don't see your way because God is the way. And all the prophets will give you a way. And all them that will show you a way. And the way is the power of the Almighty God. And I want you to hold fast for God to bless you, young man, young woman. I see that new job coming up for you. I see that breakthrough coming for you. I see that new home. I see whatever you ask God for, he's going to grant it to you. And I want to decree that tonight. You feel like you can't make it, but all is well. Bishop Moe used to say that all is well. Prophet Jonathan said, all thy ways acknowledge God. He will direct your path. I want to acknowledge God wherever you might be, if you're in jail, if you're trying to make it that you just acknowledge God is the creator, and God will lift you up to the next level. And you ask God for what you want. And I want to tell you tonight, I just hear God saying all is well. I'm just seeing a breakthrough coming in your family tree. It seems like you don't know what, but I'm going to trust and lean on God. Whatever been going on, God is able tonight to bring you up, out, and over. Storm, flood, come, tornadoes come, hurricane come. But I want to say to you tonight, God is still in control. God is in control. And God's going to keep things going for you, you, and you. I'm praying for you, Sister Marilyn. I'm praying for you, Sister Johnson. I'm praying for you, Brother Wayne. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. Those just think love, love. I'm praying for you. Those are bishops, I don't know which way to go, but I want to go towards God. God will lead you to the right direction. And I just want you to know that tonight that God is able. At this hour, things happening. At this hour, healing taking place. At this hour, joy coming. And I want to tell you, as we look up to the Almighty, as we call the name of the Almighty, he's going to break a yoke for us. As we call the Almighty, he will deliver us to the right direction. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for you. Thank God for the breakthrough. Father God, we come at this hour. We know that you know all. We got such bright star. Touch all them that have been involved. Father God, open every door. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Father God, you know what we need. We ask you to give us what we need right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God, we decree a healing right now. We decree a breakthrough, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I say our ancestors, east, west, north, and south. We call on them to bring back, to open up every door. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Almighty God. I know that you're able to do it quickly. And I know you can do it in here at this 9 o'clock hour. God, we thank you for the wind, the water. We thank you for all creation all over the world. We thank you for what you already done. We thank you for what you're going to do. Somebody saying, Bishop, I need some help. I want to say to you this morning, help is on its way. I want to say to you, joy is on its way. I want to say to you, love is on its way. I want to say to you tonight, peace is on its way. And like the doctor said, if you just hold on and hold out, I'm praying for the family that lost loved ones. They're in grief right now. I'm praying for the door to open up. I'm praying for the breakthrough to come quick, fast, and hurry. As I walk to God, as I walk to power, as I walk to love, for God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten. I don't want you to let go of God. I want you to hold on. It might seem like you can't make it, but I want to say to you, in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your flood, in the midst of your getting away, God is lifting you up, man. Woman, God is bringing you to the next level. You don't see the way, but God is the way. And I want you to trust in God with all body, mind, soul, and spirit. I decree a healing right now, somebody. I clear healing on that cancer, that high blood, that sugar. I clear healing on that cataract, that tumor. I clear healing right now. And that cramp that's going on, I clear healing right now. The girl don't want to give up, but I'm telling you, God is able. And I'm praying right now for you, you, and you. I want to take this time and say, God got what you need. God got what you want. I want to take this time to tell you all is well. Thank you, Mother Marie. Thank you, Mother Rosie Cook. Thank you, Sister Bailey. God bless you. And I want to thank God for you, Mother Carrie Nunn, being there in the spirit. And all of them that's in the spirit, I want to thank you for being in the spirit, walking with us in the spirit, talking with us in the spirit. I want to thank you, those that got their mind made up, that God going to heal quick, fast, and in a hurry. In spite of a hard look, God is in control. And in spite of what you're trying to do, God would do something special. He did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He did it for the Hebrew boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in trouble, but they called on God. And when you're in trouble, man, call on God. Woman, when you're in trouble and you don't see your way, call on God. And I just feel tonight that we need to call more on God. I'm going to pray again for somebody missed this prayer. I'm praying again for somebody saying, Mama Joe, I want to tell you, hold on. Joy is coming in the morning. I was talking to Mama Joe. It started lightning and thunder as I get off the phone. But God is trying to say, hold on. Exodus 14:14. St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all the righteous. And I was reading somewhere where it's saying, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will heal the land and I will bless them. And I want to tell you, God will bless and heal the land. And whatever you need, God going to give it to you quick, fast, and in hurry. You can't run from it. You got to go to it and say, God, give me a divine blessing. God bless my family, my children, all my family. And you got to let go. I'm asking right now for a divine healing for somebody. They've been out of breath. They've been having headaches. I'm asking a blood transfusion from the Almighty God, from the Holy Ghost. I hear somebody say, the storm is over. I think they were singing, the storm is over. Shout the victory for God doing something for you. And God said he's going to bless the family. And some of you said, well, Bishop, I can't make it, but God has already opened the door up for you. I hear the scripture gave me Psalms 122, Psalms 91, and Psalm 99. Somebody get this, because it's a blessing in it for you, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And every door closed, God said he's going to heal right now. God said he's going to heal. He's speaking to somebody. He said now, right now. Father God, we come, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God of all creation, of all the world. God, we ask you to heal that body, that mind, that soul, that body. I'm praying much for you, Mary Hawkins. I'm praying for you right now. God, open up a door for you. That God will open up a door for you. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for every lover, every telephone. God just said, pray. Somebody needs to hear from heaven. Somebody know God going to heal that situation. You all shook up, but God going to heal it. And God going to open the door for you. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. As you meditate on God, as you meditate on prayer, as you meditate on your children, as you meditate on that new job, I was looking in the spirit, Renee. I would look in the spirit, Regina. I see marriage all around you. It's time for you to go on and get married. Spirit says that's what the Spirit told me to tell you. And it's all the way around you. And told me to tell you it's time now for you to declare God is going to send the right vibration to you. Sometimes you got to hold on to God come. You got to hold on to God bring the right vibration. You got to hold on to God do the right thing. So I'm holding on tonight. God to bless you, Betty. God to bless you, Wanda. God to bless you, Renee. I'm holding on for God to bless you in a special way. Jean, God going to bless you. Chelsea, I'm praying. I know, Chelsea, you're going through something. I know you're going through something, but all is well. And I know you've been going through a lot, but I want to say all is well. God still got your back. God gonna open that door up, and people need a breakthrough tonight, not tomorrow. God says he's gonna bless you right now. I want to tell you, God's gonna bless you, Walter. God gonna bless you, Brother Clance. And it seems like you can't make it, little Mary. But God gonna bless you. And I wanna tell you tonight that God got your blessing and can't nobody take it from you because it's given by God. When God gives you something, you can't have it. So God has given you the way out and God has given you the blessing. I want to thank God for you, you, and you. You know, the Spirit come to me this morning when I was doing the morning prayer, and the prophet said, stand tall. God is still in control. All the money, all the silver, all the gold don't mean nothing if you ain't with God. You know, Prophet Johnson came by to all is well. Prophet Gate to all is well. And I want to tell you, Melvin, God bless you, Melvin Jr., Melvin Sr., and the whole Parker family. And I just want to say, tonight I'm praying for you also. And those that seem like they can't make it, and I want to tell you, it's going to be all right, Teresa. I want to tell you, it's going to be all right, Joanne. And I want to tell you, Martha, it's going to be all right. Ann, it's going to be all right. When I was praying, Mr. Roosevelt and Ann came by. I said, Bishop, all is well. And I want to let you know that going through something, you wonder, how come this happened? God is in control, and God's going to tell you what to do and how to do, and God's going to give you a deliverance, going to give you a breakthrough. I want you to pray along with me. Father God, the God of Abraham, God of Jacob, look at my family. God, look at my situation. God, bless those that need to be blessed. Sanctify those that need to be sanctified. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, most holy creator of the universe, of all the world, the God of the whole universe, God that created life, God that gave us the power to love and be happy. Right now, forgive us from our sins. Give us from negativity, God. Give us from our jealousy. God, forgive us. And bring love into our family. Bring love into our heart. Bring joy into our heart. Take that stony heart and put a heart of flesh. I need you to say not that something you would do if they'll soon be cut down. But I want to tell you those that are going to school, going to college, God going to make it where you can make it. All those people that have been killed and murdered, I'm praying for those families that they go to the right level. Those that lost mother, sister, brother, daddy, brother, lost loved one, cousin, because of evil men and evil women, but I bound them on earth. I invoke the spirit of Michael, Raphael, David, all the archangels. I invoke them to come forth, to walk with us, and to walk with them. I say east, west, north, and south. I say the power of the new ancestors. I say the power that come forth. God is too intelligent to make a mistake. God know what he's doing. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you for healing and delivery. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the knowledge that you give us. God, we thank you for every door that open up. We thank you how you have blessed our children, our family. You have kept us from Africa. We come over as slaves. We didn't get the 40 acres of meat, but you gave us love and understanding. And God, I thank you right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Almighty God, the creator of all the world, creator of everything, we ask God to touch, heal, and deliver right now. And God is too intelligent to make a mistake. And God ain't made no mistake. I want you to know that. All is well in the name of the creation. All is well with the word of God. And I want you to know tonight that all is well. And God is moving in a strong way. Right now, we come to ask for a breakthrough. We come tonight to ask God to bless every man, every woman. And Father God, you know our heart. You know our mind. God, we ask you to touch right now somebody in the need of love, somebody in the need of joy. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And Lord, we're asking you for a healing tonight. We're asking you for a breakthrough. As we go through this journey, we ask you to heal those that need to be healed. Bless those that need to be healed. I say, somebody don't know what to do, but God, I know that you know. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, most holy, divine God. And you stood with Samson. You stood with Abraham. You stood with Jacob. I know you stand with me. I know you stand with all the people that are suffering right now. And God, we're asking you to look and have mercy. Lord, we ask you to look and give power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for right now for touching that man, touching that woman's heart, touching that child. I thank you for everything you do in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the healing. What a thank you for what you're doing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for right now touching our mind, soul, and body. God of the universe, God of all the world, God of all the creation, lift us up, turn us around, and give us power over Satan. Give us power over evil. Give us power in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The power of the Almighty God, the creator of all the world, the creator of the universe, God of all the world, and God that will touch and deliver you right now. I want to thank God for touching you. I want to thank God for delivering you. I want to thank God for breaking that yoke. I just seen an angel. the angel Michael walked by, the angel Gabriel, the angel Raphael, the healing angel. I see Raphael ganging of people together for healing. I see Metatron coming. I see the King Angel, Mother Mary, the angels coming together to lift us up. And I want you to be lifted up, and I want you to know that God got your back. You can't do it by yourself. Exodus 14:14, God said, step back. This ain't your fight. This is God's fight. This ain't your fight. You got to just praise God, because he said, step back. Let me fight this fight. Exodus 14:14, step back. Moses, let me fight this demon. This demon got many eyes. Let me fight this demon. Let me turn this demon away. And I want to tell you tonight, God is fighting that demon of hate, the demon of sickness, the demon of cancer, high blood sugar. God is fighting that demon right now as I speak. God is touching your mind, your body, your soul. God is doing it right now. You don't know that God been there all the time. And you crying, saying, why? God moves in mysterious ways. And I want to tell you, let go and let God. You have not because you ask not. I want to ask you tonight, whatever you really ask God for, have you really asked God for a breakthrough? Have you really asked God to forgive you of your sins, your ancestors' sins, or sins around you? Did you ask God to bless somebody today? You don't need to know their name. God bless that man that's struggling. God bless that woman that's struggling. Bless that woman who want to commit suicide, that man want to commit suicide. Bless the one that the devil said he can't get well. But I decree tonight your healing. I decree tonight your deliverance. I decree tonight your breakthrough. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I decree the healing. Thank you, Sister Bright Star. Thank you, Sister Jean. Thank you, every letter, every telephone call, those that are called, those that are standing tall. And I want to let you know, Lisa, all that the devil stole, God going to restore 100-fold. And I want to tell you, Joe, stand tall and stay in prayer, time to pray. This is the month of prayer. This is the month for you to call on God to heal your body, your mind, and soul. It's time for you to ask God to carry you to the next level where he wants you to be, your business. The devil been fighting you, but God said he's going to release. He's going to release the angels to come to walk with you. He's going to release the power of the Holy Ghost with you. He's going to bless you on that new job. He's going to bless you to finish school and college, get your degree. But you got to tell him, God be the glory, God be the strength. I'm going to stand with God in spite of everything. Pray for your daughter. Pray for your son. Pray for your children. Pray for them that's in jail. Pray for them that coming out. Pray for them that confused, because so often they're confused. Pray for them confused. And pray for the God to open them up in a special way, because God will open up that door, and God will bless them in a special way. So you ask God to open up the door, and God will open up the door. And as you open the door, he can do a blessing for you. And you ask God to do it quick, fast, and in error. Ask God to open that door. And I want to tell you tonight, God will open up that door. I see a divine healing coming in your life. I see right now God is breaking some yokes. God want to know, is you ready? Is you ready to walk with him, to talk with him? Is you ready to decree that the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, is your God? And you know, when you reach out, you have not, because you ask not. I want you to begin to ask God that's what you want. I want you to begin to praise God. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about healing. Father God, right now, the God of Abraham, we ask you to heal that boy, that man, that woman. Father God, we ask you to touch that loved one that lost so many. Father God, there's no sorrow left that heaven cannot heal. And God, we call on you right now to heal. We call on you right now to deliver. We call on you to break through. Father God, take that mind and touch the mind of that man, the mind of that woman. God of the universe, God of all the world, I want to thank you for your healing. Thank you for your breakthrough. God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your strength, your power, for what you can do. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Almighty God, that it never failed us yet and ain't going to fail us. I just want to thank God for touching you, you and you. And I want to say to you, I say, our ancestors, east, west, north, and south. I want to tell you, at this hour, God opened up that door. At this hour, God is doing something special. I don't know what in this atmosphere, but I feel there's something going on. I'm praying for you, Sister Renee. God bless you tonight. I'm praying for you, Joanne. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Marvis, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you that every door that closed, God gonna open up. Every door seems like it's locked, God gonna unlock it for you. So you get ready for God to unlock and do what he needs to do for you. Quick, fast, and in heaven. I want to thank God for Jesus and thank God for you and those that lost, Lord. Father God, we pray with them, the lost loved ones, they're in grief right now. Father God, we ask you to heal their body, heal their mind. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And God, we ask you to heal that man, his daughter. Heal that woman that lost her husband, lost mama, sister, and brother. God, we ask for a healing power right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we call for a healing right now. We call for a door to open up in the name of Jesus, touch right now. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, right now. We ask for your healing right now. Thank you for the healing, for breakthrough. Thank you, God, for the healing of every letter, every telephone call. Those that got a need that will plant a seed in our ministry. We have seed Abraham, bless and high the faith. God is going to bless east, west, north, and south. So God send the bless. God send the heal. So you get ready for God to do the healing. Get ready for God to bless you. Get ready for God to open up that door for you. And I want to tell you, God will never fail you yet. I want you to have faith in God. I want you to trust in God with body, mind, soul, and spirit tonight. I want you to let God break the yoke for you. I want you to let God open up the door for you. And I want to say to you, those that have been praying, don't stop praying. Don't stop seeking God. I want to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you need, the new car, the new home, the new life, the healing that you need. You've been everywhere, but give it to God. Make a commitment tonight. Make a commitment today that I'm going to trust my body and mind to God. I'm going to create the healing that I need for God to heal me all the way. And I just want you to get ready for God to do that right now. We're going into this month. A lot going on, storm, flood, houses caving in, people losing people, but God We ask you to stop the war over in the Middle East. Stop the war in Crimea. Let peace come over the world, God. God of peace, God of joy. We ask you to come and bring peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I want to call joy to you tonight. Call love to you tonight. I want to call breakthrough to you tonight. And I want to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. I don't want you to stop, Mary, praying. Pearl Williams, I don't want you to stop praying. Bessie, I don't want you to stop praying. Whatever it is, give it to God. And begin to pray for that son. Pray for that daughter. Pray for your life to get better. Pray that God will open that door that seems like it's closed. But I want to tell you, God is right there. God is right there, young lady, in your marriage. He's right there. Seems like you're trying to get a divorce and you don't know why. Why your son is sick, why your daughter is sick, why your family left you. But God is right there to heal that baby. God is right there to heal that husband. God is right there to bring that family together, been so divided. In all that way, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. In all that way, let God direct you to another direction. Let God give you the power and the Holy Ghost that you need. And God will open up that door for you. And when God opens up that door for you, it's going to be a breakthrough quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I know God's going to do it. And God ain't going to stop till he gets what you want. So I want you to get ready for God to open up that door and get ready for God to move quick, fast, and in a hurry. Whatever you want, God got what you need, God got. At this hour, God will open up doors right now. I see doors open up. I see things working. I see yokes to being free. I see God open up doors. And I'm seeing God doing some new things for some of the people. And I see God touching body, mind, soul. And I don't want you to give up. I want you to hold on. Psalms 109, Psalm 77. And I went to Psalms 121 and Psalms 109. And get ready. You know, when God do something, he do it all the way. God is breaking yokes. You say, well, I don't see it, Bishop. Maybe it ain't for you to see it, for you to feel it. It's for you to become involved, body, mind, soul. And ask God tonight. Ask God, God, what you want me to do. Tell God what you want. See, you tell everybody else, tell God. God, I need a new home. God, I need a new life. God, I need peace in my life. God, I need love in my life. God, I need my family to come back together, stop arguing and fighting. And I need God for my family to be in unity with me. And God will bring it back together. You have not, because you ask not. And I want to ask you tonight, what have you asked God for lately? Have you sat down and said, God, here am I. Mold me, make me, shape me. What you want me to do? I fail. And I want to thank that sometimes. And I can hear her saying this in her spirit. And Mama Joe always said, if my people that are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek God, he will heal the land we heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. I decree tonight on a healing on somebody. I decree tonight on a breakthrough on somebody. I decree tonight a cataract, tumor, high blood, low blood. I decree right now that God step in and heal that man, heal that woman, heal that boy, heal that girl. I decree it by the name of the Almighty God, who is the power of the universe. I decree a peace of mind. I decree the cataracts, tumors, dementia, AIDS, and all the diseases that the devil got, I decree it be gone by the power of the Almighty God. I decree that rheumatism, that pain, that swelling, I decree right now the word of God to move it. I decree by the power of the Almighty God that it shall be moved quick, fast, and in the hurry. I decree that God take over your life, man. Woman, God take over your life. Your life is thicker, but God going to bring peace and joy. Mother, you lost a son, you lost a daughter, you lost a family member. But I hear a word from God saying all is well. Let go and let give it to God. You can't do nothing about it. Give it to God and let God do it for you. Let him break the yoke for you. Let God open up the door for you. Ask God for a divine deliverance tonight. And ask God to do a healing like he never did before. God's going to put somebody in your life for you to help. Tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody it's going to be all right. And tell them, I don't care how it look, how it seems, God is still in control. I want to say that again. God is still in control. How it seems, how it look, God is still in control. And God will break the yoke for you. And God will open up a door. So I want you to know, hey, get ready. Somebody just got here. The angel, Michael, Raphael, Bobby, the angel came by. Said, all is well. The angel came by and said, thing, Pat, going to be all right. I don't know why. I see God doing something for somebody in Texas. Somebody in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, God is touching right now. God is bringing peace in that family. God is breaking this young man out of jail. Been there for God, so you coming out and glow with no toil. God says he's going to heal right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God's going to open every door that's been closed. Get ready for God to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Father God, we come right now to ask you to touch here in the level. We come right now, God, to ask you to open up doors. God, we come not because we've been so right, not because we're so holy, because you're the God of the universe. Bless us into a new season. Bless us and all those family lost loved ones. There's no sorrow left that heaven can. Oh, yeah. Are you hanging there? Okay, well.